Hello students, our today's topic for discussion is Kautilya's Saptanga theory of state. As a student of history, you all must have heard about Kautilya, the author of ancient text Arthashastra. He was also the main architect behind the strong foundations of the Mauryan Empire in ancient India. Kautilya has propounded a theory of state formation in ancient times, which is also known as the Saptanga theory of Kautilya. This Kautilya Saptanga theory is nothing but a scheme of categorization of the various elements that comprise the kingdom. Kautilya observed relative importance of the various elements of the state, and then he ultimately reduced their numbers to the following: first, the Swami; second, the Amatya; third, Janapada; fourth, Durga; fifth, Kosa; 6, Danda; and 7, Mitra. And this 7 vital element of the state is known as the Saptanga. The first element is Swami, the ruler. It is the first and the most important element. Swami means the monarch. According to this theory, the king should be a native of the soil and born in a noble family. He should be brave and well learned. He makes all the important appointment and supervises the functioning of the government. And Kautilya has also given extensive power to the monarch, but these power are meant for the welfare of the subjects. In the welfare and happiness of his subject lies the king on happiness. The second element is the Amatya, the ministers. It refers to the council of ministers as well as the supporting officials and subordinate staff of the state. They are meant for assisting the monarch in the day-to-day affairs of the state. Apart from that, the Amatya also give suggestions to the king, collect taxes, they develop new villages and cities, they try to ensure defense of the state, and all other tasks that are assigned to them by the king. The third element is Janapada, the population. It basically refers to the territory and the people of the state. The territory of the state should be fertile and should have abundance of forests, rivers, mountains, minerals, and wildlife, etc. It should have a good climate. The subject should be loyal to their king. They should be hardworking, disciplined, religious, and ready to fight for their motherland. The subject are also supposed to pay taxes regularly and happily without use of force. The fourth element of this Saptanga theory is the Durga, the fortified capital and fort. The state should have sufficient number of fort across its territory at a strategic location for ensuring defense against any foreign invasions. Forts should be built near hill, mountain, desert, dense forest, and big water bodies. All these fort garrisons, soldiers, they also serve as a storehouse for grains in case of emergency. They also serve as a hideout for the king whenever his life is in danger. The fifth element is Kosa, that is treasury. We all know, even in a modern state, finance is the lifeblood of any state, without which it is almost impossible to run it. Money is needed for paying salaries, for building new infrastructures, etc. Therefore, the treasury should be full of money and valuable metals and gems. This treasury can be increased through taxations and sometimes by plundering enemy states in time of war. The sixth element of the Saptanga theory is Dand, the army. The state should have a regular, large, disciplined and well-trained military. It is crucial for the security of the state. Therefore, the soldier should be recruited from those families which are traditionally associated with military. They should be well paid, and not only soldier, even their families should be taken care of in most suitable way by the state. Proper training and equipment should be made available. It is said that a well-fed and well-trained soldier can win any battle. Therefore, the king is supposed to take care of the soldier, and the soldier should sacrifice their life for the king and for the state. The last element is Mitra, the ally or friend. The monarch should maintain friendly relations with traditional friends of his forefathers. Apart from that, he should also make new friendship. He should send gifts and other pleasantries for his friend. They should be helped in time of emergency. They should be loyal to each other. So this way, the ally or friend added to the power of the state. Once they are into friendship, they will help each other. Apart from that, the ally or the friend is also needed for a foreign trade and commerce. So these are the seven vital elements of the state as propounded by Kautilya, who is famously known as the Saptanga doctrines or Saptanga theory of Kautilya. And this Saptanga theory is important to us as a student of history, because the administrative system of the Mauryan Empire as well as many other empires in ancient India was based on the model of the Saptanga theory as propounded by Kautilya. In fact, as I have already mentioned, that Kautilya was the architect behind the strong foundation of Mauryan Empire, and therefore, as a student of history, a knowledge about Saptanga doctrines of Kautilya is, I must say, a must to understand the background of the state formation and also to understand the administrative system of ancient India. Thank you.